Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of James Himes, the representative from Connecticut's 4th District. James Himes's biography. James Himes, born on July 5, 1966, in Lima, Peru, is a prominent Democratic congressman representing Connecticut's 4th Congressional District, which encompasses much of Fairfield County, including the cities of Stamford, Bridgeport, and Norwalk. Himes's life story reflects a blend of international experience, deep academic training, and a commitment to economic and social reform. As a young child, Himes's family moved from Peru to the United States, eventually settling in New Jersey. This early exposure to different cultures has informed his perspective and often helps shape his advocacy for immigrant and international policy issues in Congress. James Himes attended Hopewell Valley Central High School in New Jersey before going on to study at Harvard University, where he graduated with a Bachelor of Arts in 1988. Following his time at Harvard, he was awarded a Rhodes Scholarship, one of the world's most prestigious academic honors, and pursued further studies at Oxford University in the United Kingdom, obtaining a degree in Latin American Studies. Himes's academic achievements reflect his deep commitment to understanding complex socioeconomic issues, especially in Latin America and within the United States. Following his education, Himes worked for the international banking and financial services firm Goldman Sachs. In his career there, he specialized in Latin American banking and later focused on affordable housing finance in the United States. He has often cited this professional experience as giving him crucial insights into the financial industry, helping him understand how economic policies impact working families, and guiding his later legislative priorities in Congress, especially around financial reform. After more than a decade in the financial sector, Himes turned to public service, taking on a leadership role with Enterprise Community Partners, a nonprofit organization focused on creating affordable housing and economic opportunities for low-income communities. This position allowed Himes to bring together his financial expertise and dedication to social causes, and his work with Enterprise solidified his commitment to addressing economic inequality and supporting housing initiatives that would improve opportunities for lower-income families. This background would prove invaluable as he later became a key advocate for housing reform and financial legislation in Congress. Himes began his political career in earnest when he ran for Congress in 2008, challenging Republican incumbent Chris Shays in Connecticut's 4th District. At the time, Shays was the last Republican representing New England in the House of Representatives. Himes campaigned on a platform of economic reform, financial accountability, and a dedication to improving educational opportunities and infrastructure in the district. As the 2008 financial crisis underscored the need for accountability in the financial sector, Himes's background in finance gave him credibility on these issues, and he won the election with the support of voters eager for change. Since then, Himes has been re-elected multiple times and has established himself as a key figure in Congress, particularly on issues relating to economic policy, intelligence, and national security. Currently, Himes serves on the House Financial Services Committee and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, where he has played a significant role in shaping financial policy and has been a strong advocate for intelligence reform and national security oversight. His role on these committees allows him to address not only the immediate concerns of his constituents but also complex national and global issues. Throughout his tenure in Congress, Himes has been an advocate for economic justice, national security, and climate change policy. He has sponsored and supported legislation aimed at increasing federal investment in education, healthcare, and clean energy, aligning with the progressive wing of his party on many issues while also working across the aisle on financial regulations. Himes's experience in finance has made him a particularly influential voice on banking and consumer protection legislation, where he has advocated for reforms aimed at preventing the excesses that led to the 2008 financial crisis. Beyond his legislative duties, Himes has consistently engaged with his constituents, organizing town halls and forums to discuss policy issues and gather community input. Known for his pragmatic approach and willingness to work collaboratively, Himes is respected by colleagues across the political spectrum for his expertise and ability to bridge divides, particularly on issues of economic policy and national security. James Himes lives in Greenwich, Connecticut, with his wife, Mary, and their two daughters. His family life and his experiences as a father often inform his perspectives on policies affecting families, education, and community support systems. Himes has often emphasized the importance of balancing economic growth with social responsibility and remains a vocal advocate for policies that support families and promote community development. Why people support James Himes? James Himes enjoys strong support from constituents in Connecticut's 4th District for several key reasons. One of the primary reasons for his support is his commitment to economic reform and financial oversight. With his background in finance and his experience working on the House Financial Services Committee, Himes has consistently advocated for policies that aim to hold Wall Street accountable and protect consumers from predatory financial practices. This has earned him the support of voters who believe in stronger financial regulation and those who feel that the financial industry needs more oversight to prevent economic crises like the one in 2008. Himes is also a strong advocate for affordable housing and economic opportunity. Given his prior experience with Enterprise Community Partners, he has a deep understanding of housing issues and has pushed for increased federal support for affordable housing initiatives. For residents in Fairfield County, where housing costs are high, Himes' focus on affordable housing resonates strongly with voters who are struggling with the cost of living. Many constituents appreciate his efforts to make housing more accessible and to improve economic mobility in Connecticut. Another major factor behind Himes' support is his commitment to climate change action and environmental protection. In Congress, Himes has supported policies aimed at reducing carbon emissions, increasing investment in clean energy, and addressing climate resilience, particularly in coastal communities like those in his district. With many Connecticut residents concerned about climate change and rising sea levels, his environmental advocacy has helped him build a loyal base among voters who prioritize sustainability and environmental responsibility. Himes's work on the House Intelligence Committee has also earned him respect among constituents who value national security and government transparency. He has been a vocal proponent of modernizing the intelligence community and ensuring effective oversight to prevent abuses of power. His efforts to address cybersecurity and threats from foreign interference in U.S. elections have resonated with voters who see national security as essential to the country's stability and democratic processes. Finally, many of Himes' supporters appreciate his ability to work across party lines and his reputation as a pragmatic, solution-oriented leader. In a polarized political environment, Himes's willingness to engage in bipartisan collaboration and seek common ground on issues such as infrastructure, national security, and economic reform has won him the respect of moderate voters and those who appreciate a less partisan approach to governance. Why people don't support James Himes? Despite his popularity, James Himes also faces opposition from certain groups and individuals in his district. One primary reason for opposition is his stance on financial regulation. While many of his constituents support stronger oversight of the financial industry, some in Fairfield County, a region with a high concentration of financial professionals and wealth management firms, believe that Himes's regulatory policies could stifle economic growth and place unnecessary burdens on businesses. These constituents argue that his focus on financial reform may at times be too restrictive and potentially detrimental to job creation in the financial sector. Another reason some voters oppose Himes is his position on progressive economic policies and government spending. As a Democrat, Himes has supported policies that increase government investment in areas like education, healthcare, and infrastructure. Some fiscally conservative constituents view these policies as contributing to federal debt and oppose the expansion of government spending. These voters would prefer a more restrained fiscal approach, believing that economic growth should be driven by private sector initiatives rather than government intervention. Himes's stance on environmental and climate policies has also drawn criticism from some residents in his district. Although many support his climate initiatives, Some constituents, particularly those involved in traditional energy sectors or industries affected by environmental regulations, argue that his policies could lead to increased energy costs and potentially harm Connecticut's economy. They feel that his climate-focused legislation may place an undue burden on businesses and families already grappling with high living expenses. Additionally, Himes's role on the House Intelligence Committee and his positions on national security have been a source of contention among voters who are critical of U.S. intelligence practices or who worry about government surveillance. Some civil liberties advocates in his district believe that Himes's support for certain intelligence reforms does not go far enough in addressing issues related to surveillance and privacy rights. For these voters, his approach to national security, though largely reform-oriented, is seen as insufficient in balancing security with civil liberties. Finally, some voters in Connecticut's 4th District see Himes as a career politician who has spent too much time in Washington. They argue that he has become increasingly detached from the needs of his district and has aligned himself with the Democratic establishment rather than representing the interests of Connecticut residents. For these critics, his long tenure in Congress makes them question his commitment to change and his ability to address local concerns effectively. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.